That's right. We know about the Sandful saga. This dragged on all day yesterday. I think a decision was made eventually at about 11:30 last night that the Roosters will play in the grand final.
Yep, a tough decision, a really line ball one, and did take all day. We've got the CEO of the SANFL with us now, Jake Parkinson. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Ruin Dits. How are you?
Hey,
good.
We are both a little bit, confused about how the decision was made in the end. Both Dits and I think that if a player's been on for that long in a game and the margin's 5 points and they kick one goal two in that time, and that we think that the Eagles should be playing in the grand final. Why are North still playing this week?
Well, in the findings last night, we had the retired Supreme Court Judge, the Honourable Michael David, who heard the hearing. And he has a number of things which are available to him and penalties which can be laid. He has made quite clear in his statements that North Adelaide were grossly negligent, I think are the terms that he used.
Yep.
He also thought that it would be manifestly unfair to take the game from them. So it was a very full and lengthy process. I know that all the fans out there and players and officials and everyone involved were very patient as we worked through the process. It was very important we got that process right and that every party had the chance to be able to put their case, and they did that. And so that meant that as part of that full process, a decision was made, and that finding was that North Adelaide would be fined the full $10,000 and would be deducted 4 points from next season, and will ultimately play against Nord on Sunday.
Now, if I'm an Eagles fan listening this morning, Jake, I take into account everything you just said. Is it manifestly unfair to the Eagles?
I think that all Eagles fans will be very disappointed, and rightly so. It was a very, very difficult process. Anytime you lose a preliminary final with the opportunity of getting through to a grand final, it's disappointing for it then to happen on a Monday night in a tribunal, I think would just add to the pain. And I'm sure that they will be upset that their team's not playing on Sunday.
Did the judge seriously take into consideration that there had to be the captain or vice captain that called for the count, or was that not a part of the reason why North are still in the grand final?
Oh, look, this is where the laws of the game are clear and at the same time not that easy to be able to deal with, because yes, the way in which it's dealt with is that a captain approaches the umpire to ask for a count. That didn't happen in the 3 minutes and 39 seconds that North Adelaide had 19 men on the field. So the laws of the game are explicit to dealing with the game as it's happening right there and then. So then we've got a very unprecedented situation here where we're considering, after the game, what do we do given that the laws of the game dictate what happens during the game. And that's why we went through the process that we did.
So, Jake, you might disagree with this, but I would have thought it was a bit simpler than this. Because, and where I'm heading with this is, once the judge, the QC, has said they were negligent and I'm fining them $10,000, doesn't that suggest that they were wrong and they did something wrong and perhaps grossly wrong? So by saying I'm now fining them, and by the way, I'm docking them 4 premiership points from next year, actually does suggest they've done a fair bit wrong. At that point in time, I would have thought you're saying they're not in the grand final. Otherwise, the only decision to be made here was who plays in the grand final. It's got nothing to do with 2019 and fines and monetary impositions and premiership points for next year. The only decision that had to be made yesterday was who's playing in the grand final this week.
Yeah, look, it was not an easy decision, and the decision has been made.
But do you agree with what I just
North
said?
Adelaide, but that they were grossly negligent. And that it was that North Adelaide have done the wrong thing. That was very explicit, and North Adelaide haven't walked away from the issue that, yes, they fielded 19 men on the field for 3 minutes and 39 seconds of the final quarter. It was a honest mistake. They madly ran around trying to work out what was going on. The instant they knew what was going on, they took a player from the field. The game is... The wonderful thing about footy is that it's played by people,
yep.
And people make mistakes. And in this case, that's what's happened. So then you're faced with a situation where, yes, it's not right that they're playing with 19 players. And so then you work out, well, what do we do from here? And the judgment was made that there would be a fine, there'd be points deducted, and at the same time they would play next week.
Will you go back over the rule book now and check out all the rules and see if they need updating on the back of this? Because it is ridiculous that it needs to be the captain, I think, or the coach. It should just be an official from the club has to alert someone, I think. It's just a bit outdated, isn't it?
Yeah, we do need to go through and review. And what we've seen with football, and it's topic for debate right the way throughout the season, is that it's a rapidly evolving game and continues to evolve. And in this case, the laws of the game are reflective of a different time in football where there were fewer interchanges and less technology. And now with a very clear example, we now need to go and review that and understand what that would look like for future seasons.
Good on you, Jake. Thanks so much for talking to us. I know it's been a very, very difficult 24 hours, and I'm stressing it, not an easy decision. I understand that. I accept that. But let's hope everyone learns something from it. Thanks for talking to us.
Pleasure. And look, can I just say the two clubs conducted themselves really well, and at the same time, we do have the Norwood Football Club who've been sitting there patiently waiting to find out who they're going to play.
Yep.
And we now turn our mind to a fantastic grand final on Sunday.
Yeah, good luck. Have a massive crowd there and hope it's a great game, just like the prelim was.
Yeah. Good on you, Jake. Thanks so much. Jake Parkinson from the SRNFL. And Roo?
No one's going to agree 100% on that. We both agree that they shouldn't have been in. The SRNFL have made the decision. That's fine. Move on. The Eagles have. And let's hope it's a great granny on Sunday.